Well, we are so lucky in our area with all the incredible places to go and see and do things, whether it's the arts, whether it's entertainment, whatever it is, whether it's the scenery. But also, we are a bastion of terrific food, and food done in many interesting, creative, and local ways. And since they've opened up their new shop, which is not so new anymore, in Millerton, New York, Hathaway Young have done some fantastic things. And we have Hathaway and Young here today, Pete Hathaway and Bruce Young. Pete and Bruce, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, first of all, for people that are listening, if you want more information on any of the things that we're talking about, HathawayYoung.com. HathawayYoung.com is the website. But I guess first things first, I'm going to ask you, now that you're well into this, the relocation to Millerton took a little longer than you wanted to, but now that you're there, what's both your reactions to your incredible shop in Millerton?
Oh, it's wonderful being in Millerton. As a matter of fact, we have been open almost exactly a year. Yeah. We opened late August last year, and been lots of traffic, and I love being in that town. I've always loved Millerton, so it's fun to actually be there on a day-to-day basis now.
Yeah, and Millerton's been a great move for us, and, you know, with the expanded facility, just, you know, the range of different things that we're now able to do and offer our customers has just been fantastic for us.
Well, you know, I can correlate it to what we did here. When we started the radio station, I got to design it and build it the way Jill and I wanted to build it. And I think by doing that shop in Millerton a year ago, you did exactly that. It is what you work best with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Bruce designed the kitchen. I mean, one of the reasons we bought that building was to have a full commercial kitchen and with a shop attached. So Bruce got to design the kitchen the way he wanted, and then I did the front with a lot of input from Bruce, the cafe and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's been a wonderful move for us.
Right, and we'd been, you know, doing things long enough where we'd sort of identified, you know, things that we were limited in and by in our former location, and things we wanted to do that we sort of discovered along the way. So when we got to Millerton, we had a really good idea of sort of what we were trying to achieve, I think.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the cafe section of it right off the bat. I loved the minute I saw it, the way you designed the front area and what you have to offer. So we'll start off with you first here, Bruce, because you're the executive chef. You're the one that puts the menus together, the food together. Has it panned out like you thought? Have you been able to present what you wanted to present? Has it taken a while, or where do you stand right now with that?
Well, kind of all of the above. I mean, I think we're really, you know, we'll always be, you know, sort of honing and fine-tuning our, you know, concept. But, you know, I think we've changed a little bit on the way. We've now introduced this past summer our made-to-order sandwich menu, which has been a huge success, and just before that, our soup and chili bar. You know, and people have really responded to that. I think initially, you know, I was envisioning much more of just a grab-and-go, you know, trying to, you know, be a convenient place for people to get really great food, and we've sort of now do both, and I think it's a winning combination so far. It's a lot of work, but, you know, we listen very closely to the comments that people make, good and bad, and you know, what sells, and we follow and track that really closely, and I think it's working out great for everyone.
Now, Pete, also another great thing about the cafe aspect of it is you actually have a marketplace where you've got foods, cheese, specialties, groceries, and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce and Chris and Bernadette, who work back in the kitchen under him, they do lots of specialty foods. So there are pasta sauces and soups, and I don't even know what's in there today, but lots of dinners to take home and just zap in the oven, that sort of thing. And then the other thing that we do, which I think quite a few of our clients, our regular clients, know about, but new people don't, is that we do lots of made-to-order things. I mean, for instance, a client that wanted vitello tonnato for 12, and mm-hmm. they drop off their antique platter, and Bruce works his magic, and then they come pick up their platter. We do quite a bit of that. which are special order whole dinners or lunches. So that's segued from the whole cafe idea into the special order meals for people, whether it be to come in and buy something that's just dinner for two, or you know, doing dinner in your house, dropping off dinner in your house for eight people. We just met with a lady yesterday who wants to do that. They're going to be out on their boat Saturday, and she wants to come back to a full, complete menu all sitting out on the kitchen table that she's just going to serve to her guests. And we got a lot of those sort of orders, which are great. And then Bruce is also very, very, not only is he classically trained as a chef, but he's very good. He's really wonderful with ethnic foods. So we have a lot of sort of unusual orders sometimes.
Yeah, we do. We do.
And he loves working directly with customers, so it's not as if you have to stick to a menu. We have a Hathaway Young menu, but he takes it, you know, many steps further than that.
We are speaking on the telephone right now with Pete Hathaway and Bruce Young, Hathaway Young. You'll find them at 56 South Center Street in Millerton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6, Sunday 8 to 5, 518-592-1818. Besides what they do there, we're also talking about what they do catering-wise and go there. One of the interesting things that I noticed that you also do, and I'll go back to you, Bruce, is you have a green menu as well, where your commitment is to be healthy and organic.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat way we do it to identify, you know, any of the foods we're making that are either particularly healthy or, you know, lower calorie or you know, especially nutritious. Some of those things are by design, and some of the things we do, we just like to let people know, you know, hey, this our soups are not thickened with cream or butter and flour. I mean, occasionally there's a real full tilt, you know, clam chowder or something. But, you know, a lot of the vegetable soups are really great and meet a lot of special, you know, dietary considerations. And it's a great way to draw attention to that.
Let's move away for a second and really talk about your catering and event planning, because I think that's something that I didn't mention earlier, event planning along with the catering. I mean, that really is a great offering to people that are planning any type of event.
Yeah, I mean, the event planning is mainly Pete, and he doesn't really like to blow his own horn, but he is amazing. You know, with the styling of an event and the organization down to a level I just can't even imagine, you know, the amount of details that he takes care of, you know, just sort of second nature for people. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, we just came off, we just finished actually this past weekend a big wedding weekend, which was a destination wedding, and it started with 80 people for dinner at one location with another 100 coming in for a welcome party, and then 220 for the wedding reception up at Lion Rock Farm in Sharon, and then 150 for a farewell breakfast at Ragamot House in Salisbury. It almost killed us, but it was an incredible weekend. And Bruce was the executive chef for all three meals, and I planned all three parties. But it was a wonderful, I mean, we do every single thing from soup to nuts. One of the things that's unusual about having Bruce and I as business partners under one roof is that we do absolutely everything. So he and I are sharing an office and discussing, if I'm taking care of all the rentals for his menu, there's no back and forth of phone calls and trying to find the caterer or find the event planner. We're doing it all out of one office, so there's no mix-ups, no mistakes. And it's sort of an unusual partnership from that point of view, because most event planners, it's like being a contractor. They look for the caterer, they look for the florist, they look for this, look for that. But the right caterer and the event planner being partners is a big plus.
And I want to stress to people, you just heard them talk about a major event, but the great thing about what you do is you can take what you do, your expertise, both of you, scale it up to a huge event or scale it down to somebody who's got a small event.
Oh, absolutely. We do lot of really elegant small dinners, and like Pete was describing earlier, you know, even drop off or smaller staffed meals in people's homes. So it's yeah, it's pretty flexible.
Well, where do you see now that you've got 1 year under your belt in Millerton, New York? Do you see any involvement of the menu, what you do at the cafe, and obviously you're well now entrenched in the event planning and everything that goes with that? You see anything different that you want to do in the near future?
Well, Bruce and I have just been talking the past week or so about the made-to-order sandwiches and salads and all that. That'll be switched out for the fall to be more seasonal. And we're always discussing adding certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, you know, all menus are very seasonal. But, I mean, the minute the weather starts turning, obviously the soups will change. There won't be any more chilled minted pea soup, but we'll have good hearty soups. And Bruce is also really, he's interested in international cuisine. So one of the reasons to stop by the shop as much as possible for customers is that he's always sort of changing things around and trying out different things, whether they're selling or not, we don't know. But a lot of times there will just be some a different pastry or some international cuisine or something. So it's a fun place to come by and always check out what's going on, other than the regular daily offerings. Same thing in the dinner refrigerators, to see what's for sale in there.
Yeah, we have a few, you know, regular things that are popular that we don't change, but you know, around the edges are always sort of experiments. Or you know, we get a lot of customers who will request. In fact, not so long ago, I got a request for a Korean very spicy kimchi soup, which I made for a customer, and it turned out to be a sort of a runaway hit. And I so that's sort of become relatively, you know, standard, and that sort of thing happens all the time. Or you know, the reverse occasionally happens, where it's a little left of center and the customer wants it, but it's, you know, not destined to become a Monday through Friday staple. But you know, there's a core group of you know, menu items and to-go things that are you know, you can count on, and there's always something, I think, you know, something kind of fun to catch your eye, or, you know, built all around that.
Well, once again, Hathaway Young, located at 56 South Center Street in Millerton. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 5, 518-592-1818, or on the web, hathawayyoung.com. Guys, thanks for taking a few minutes out of, obviously, what's a very busy day and joining us today.
Sure. Great. Thanks so much, Marshall.